Phone Boy Speaks, episode 26, the bottom line for mobile phone operators. There was an article that came out some time ago that said that T-Mobile was planning on doing away with handset subsidies in the U.S. in 2013. And there was an article that came out today as I'm recording this that Lowell McAdam, the CEO of Verizon Wireless, thought that was a fantastic idea. If it looks like it becomes successful for T-Mobile, maybe they'll consider doing the same thing. Now, for the people outside of the U.S., I'm going to have to explain how the market works here. So the way people tend to buy their handsets in the U.S. is through the operator channel. And handsets, the high-end handsets, especially like an iPhone, are rather expensive. For example, the iPhone 4S that I bought subsidized through Verizon Wireless would be about $900 with tax if I had purchased it unsubsidized. Instead, I paid $400 and something for it. So what that means is the part of the bargain is that you sign up for a two-year agreement, and the carrier, they sort of factor in the cost of the handset into what they charge in the plans. And so what happens is that, yeah, you pay a lot of money to them, and so the carrier more than makes up for the $300 or $400 that they subsidize the phone for. On a free for two-year contract. So, for example, the iPhone 4 that you can get free for a two-year contract on most of the U.S. carriers, the unsubsidized price of that, I believe, is $349. I might be wrong. But they can afford to subsidize that because they're going to collect way more than $349 from you over the course of 2 years. And if you decide to quit, of course, that's what the early termination fee is for, is to make sure that they recuperate the costs of subsidizing the handset. So the way T-Mobile does their plans right now is they have what they call value plans. And most of their customers right now seem to be going that route. And what the value plans are is that they actually give you a price break on the service contract if you don't get a subsidized phone. If you want to use their value plans and still buy a new handset, what they do is they allow you to finance the handset purchase over a period of 20 months. I believe it's interest-free. And you can see on your bill, this is what I'm paying for my handset this month. I'm paying $10 20 times, and I've now paid for my handset. I think that's a much more sane way to do it, is to the carriers to charge less for the plans and pay for the phones outright. But I'm honestly skeptical of Verizon Wireless and AT&T, whether they will lower the price for their plans if they decide to do away with handset subsidies. I have no illusions that all of a sudden we're going to start paying less for phone service. They would certainly like to do away with the handset subsidies because, yes, it does eat into their bottom line. But the reality is they're going to pass that along to us, and ultimately it's going to cost us more. I might be wrong, and I hope that I'm wrong. As I say, T-Mobile's taken a value approach, and I think that's a fantastic way to do it. But as I say, I'm skeptical that we'll see the same thing out of Verizon and AT&T, other than perhaps a bigger bill. That's my two cents. And if you have a different opinion or you agree with me, whichever, you can reach out to me on Twitter or app.net. I'm there as Phoneboy. I'm on Facebook and Google Plus. You can find me there. You can leave comments on SoundCloud. You can also leave a comment on the posting for this episode on phoneboy.com. In any case, this is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.